Nukes and Consequences. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Seymour Hersh is out today with another article in The New Yorker, this time warning about our contingency plans to bomb Iran. He says the U.S. still has Iran on the crosshairs in case negotiations over its nuclear program fail, but that in fact, his military sources don't think that bombing Iran's nukes would work. Not that we can't build a decent bunker-busting bomb. No, we build the best and smartest bombs in the world. But according to Hersh's military sources, we don't know what to bomb because we don't know exactly where the hidden nukes are hidden. And according to the article, the reason we don't know where the hidden nukes are hidden is because we aren't sure there are hidden nukes to hide. According to Hersh's sources, even the Israelis, who have the most to lose here, Iran being their sworn enemy, even the Israelis don't know where the hidden nukes are hidden. Nothing takes the wind out of a battle plan like having nothing to attack. Apparently, we have a bunch of perfectionists in the military now who insist on actual targets. Hersh also says that military leaders are further warning the White House that Iran would retaliate by hitting us, guess where? Yes, Iraq, where we have conveniently located tens of thousands of Americans. So, let's hope those negotiations with Iran over its nuclear program work, we don't have to threaten Iran with consequences, and let's hope that Iran doesn't read The New Yorker and learn how we're having trouble coming up with what those consequences actually might be. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.